Blog Talk Radio.
The song just says, in one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus, there is no other place where I'd rather be than in one place, in one
Amen. 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 We thank God on today. Hallelujah. For receiving us on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in. Hallelujah. To our Seventh Day Service Out of the Mouth of God Ministries featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with our very own Apostle Ellen A. Curry. We'll be bringing forth the word later on in our broadcast. Right now, hallelujah, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on today in a mighty way. We thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the move that you have in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for receiving us. That's why we're in this place. Hallelujah. Nobody forced us to be here. We're here because we want to be here, Lord, because we want to not only worship you, but we want to hear from you. Hallelujah on today. And we ask, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds. Speak to our souls, Lord. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on today. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on today, Lord. And once again, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify your holy name, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in on today. Hallelujah. This is, once again, if you're just not tuning in, hallelujah, Out of the Mouth of God Ministries featuring the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, with our very own Apostle L.A. Curry. He will be coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on today, hallelujah. Right now, amen, we're going to go to our opening scripture. Praise God, hallelujah. Our opening scripture will be coming from Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. And it reads, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, hallelujah, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. For when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Right quick, hallelujah. Right quick, let's look at verses 25, 26. Hallelujah, amen. And it says, and when ye stand praying, forgive. Hallelujah. Praise God, forgive. See, we got this thing. This is for all the Christians, because we done came in. Hallelujah. Everybody that say they say, we done came in. We supposed to have changed our lives around, but we still holding on against people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I've heard saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, people say, it's hard for me to forgive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to understand the dynamics. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do not forgive, it says, praise God in verse 26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your heaven be your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You got to realize you done trespassed too. Hallelujah. You done messed over people too. Hallelujah. You done spread gossip about something you ain't know about too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You done messed up. Glory to God. The Bible says that we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So your forgiveness to get, hallelujah, to the afterlife, whatever God got beyond this world for us, hallelujah, is contingent on you forgiving those in this world. Praise God. We all want to know how to get the stuff, how to get the money. We want to know how to get the cars, the clothes. We want to know how to get to the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what does it profit a man to gain the world and yet lose his soul? Well, what good would it do you, hallelujah, to manifest everything you've ever wanted in your life and then die and go to hell because you have aught against me, because you don't want to forgive your sister or your brother or your ex or your current. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got beef with somebody and you don't want to let it go. Glory to God. But God say, hey, man, you better let it go. You better be on your teddy pit in the grass this morning and let it go. Hallelujah, praise God, because if you don't let it go, God say, I ain't going to let it go. He said, I'll forget about it if you forget about it. Hallelujah. If you forget what they did, I'll forget what you did. And if you forgive them, I'll forgive you.
Glory to God. A lot of people think we can just be forgiven and still not forgive nobody else. No, you got to be able to forgive. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't give it, you ain't going to get it. Praise God. You only getting back what you give out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we get ready to move forward to hallelujah on today, praise God, hallelujah, amen, we need to learn to forgive. Hallelujah. Before we leave this world, praise God. Because if we ain't forgiven, amen, praise God, we are not forgiven. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to let it go. Hallelujah. It's time to let those things go that have been holding us back. Not only is it holding you back spiritually, it's holding you back in every aspect of your life. Because as long as you don't forgive, that person has power over you. Hallelujah. As long as you don't forgive, you are saying, hallelujah, amen, that
alone.
Person, praise God, hallelujah, amen, has power in your life, has control over your life.
Call reporting
praise
is
God,
on.
Hallelujah, because of them, you can't succeed. Because of them, you can't move forward. Because of them, hallelujah, amen, you depression. Because of them, hallelujah, praise God, you got to let it go. Hallelujah, until you are able to let it go, until you are able to move forward, praise God, you will become stagnant. Hallelujah. Praise God, and when you become stagnant, amen, stagnant water stinks, praise God. Hallelujah. Stagnant water stinks when it, because it's just standing there, not making any progress, not moving, it's not flowing as water should. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Your life is not flowing as it should because it's stagnant. It's stuck in a place. Praise God.
This call is being recorded.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And because of that unforgiveness, you are stuck. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you have got to learn to let it go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before God can forgive you, hallelujah, you got to forgive someone else. Hallelujah. Before you can move forward with your life and progress in your life, you got to forgive. Praise God. You can't move on and find another relationship. Praise God, because you're still mad about the girl in high school that took your boyfriend, and you done missed out on your husband. Praise God, because of this unforgiveness. You have got to let this go. Hallelujah. Praise God, not only for your salvation, but so you can progress in your life. Amen. And the whole scripture can work. Then you'll be able to speak things that are not as if they were. Then you can materialize these things and manifest these things by speaking them. Hallelujah, because you're not being held back by some unforgiveness in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to move forward on today, praise God, forgive. Hallelujah, so that our Father in heaven will forgive you for your sins. Forgive so that you can move forward, hallelujah, with your life and not have some other person have hold on your life that probably ain't even thinking about you. They done moved on and you still stuck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Once again, that was Mark, amen, chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, amen, with emphasis on verses 22 and 26. We want to welcome everybody who has just tuned in, just called in, hallelujah, amen, to hallelujah, our Seventh-day service out of the Mount of God Ministries, praise God, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, praise God, and getting ready to come forth today and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord, hallelujah, amen, is none other than our brother in Christ, our very own, hallelujah, praise God, the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the building on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
talking about none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Come on and give God the praise this morning, y'all. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Come on and put your hands and open up your mouth and give your God the highest praise. Come on and bless him this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he be good to you, come on and glorify his name this morning. Hallelujah. If he woke you up and started you on your way, come on and give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody help me bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody help me lift him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's too big for me to lift him all by myself. Hallelujah. But if I had to, glory to God, I lift him. But it's just better when you got somebody that can help you lift the Lord up. Hallelujah. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us what exalt his name. What? Together. Somebody help me praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his great name on this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and
it
we
is.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's a blessing this morning. I just want to encourage everybody this morning, if you got a praise in your heart, if you got a praise in your spirit, let it out this morning. Hallelujah. If you
Hallelujah.
Got a shout in your spirit. Amen. Come on and give it to him this
Thank
morning.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord
you.
God. He worthy.
Thank
he
you,
worthy. Who else can you praise? Who else can we magnify? Who else, glory to God, can we give this praise to but him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, beloved, if you got a praise in your spirit, it's because he put it there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. David says that his praise shall continuously be where? In my mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mouth can't help it, beloved. Don't stop your mouth from doing what it want to do. Amen. Your mouth want to praise the Lord. And you might as well let it go ahead and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? You're going to feel better when you're praising. Somebody right now. Amen. You got a pain in your body, but I dare you to praise him right now.
Hallelujah.
I dare you to. Praise him right now. Amen. Your pain in your body going to leave. You give God that praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody right now. Your mind is having all kind of crazy thoughts. Glory to God. Amen. Right now, amen, somebody that's under a spirit of depression, I dare you to praise him. Hallelujah. When you give God that praise, that spirit of depression is going to leave you right now. Amen. God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Amen this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Rabbi. Son of the Most High. We thank you. Now, somebody need to tell the Lord, thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi. Son of the Most High. For your
Hallelujah.
Goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you. You know, when somebody do something good for you, it's just courtesy. It's just natural for you to say thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, when you say thank you, then make them want to do more for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because they see that you appreciate, come on here, somebody, what you did. Come on here, somebody, what they did for you. See, when we tell God thank you, that makes God want to do more. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Remember the 10 lepers?
Amen.
All 10 went to go walking to the priest, and they were being cleansed as they were walking to the priest. But one of them thought to himself, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Somebody said, I forgot to use my manners. Hallelujah. I didn't thank the Lord. Hey, I didn't thank him for what he did for me. Let me go back and tell the master thank you. Do you know, beloved, as he walked back to tell the Lord thank you, because he was happy about what he did. Come on here, somebody. See, the other nine, amen, they were just saying about going to the priest and getting cleansed and getting healed. But he said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to come back and tell the Lord thank you. And do you know when he went back to tell the Lord thank you, the Lord said to him, thou faith has made thee whole. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He didn't just get healed. The Lord restored him completely. Guess for telling him thank you. Y'all are catching what the Lord is downloading to you right now. He's saying, I did the miracle for you. Yeah, I did the miracle, but I want to do a whole restoration for you. And my restoration plan can't start for you until you tell me thank you for what I already did. Oh, God, who is the Holy Ghost talking to? God said, all you got to do is tell me thank you.
Thank you.
Will you get the miracle, but I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to make you complete. Hallelujah. Nothing lacking, nothing missing. Oh, somebody need to give him a thank you praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A thank you praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is good this morning, y'all. Amen. This is another blessed Sabbath day that the Lord is allowing us to see. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to drop a few things in your spirit when we go into what the Lord would have us to dine on this morning. Amen. Giving honor to him, for he is not only, amen, the Lord of my life, but he is my life. Amen. In him I live, move, and have my being. I want to honor him. Hallelujah. On this morning, thank him for his goodness, his loving kindness, his tender mercies. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Giving honor to my beautiful wife and queen this morning. Amen. To my first lady. Amen. Hallelujah. First Lady Curry this morning. Amen. Giving honor to our beautiful kids. And amen. And how God is blessing us with them. Amen. Giving honor to my dear brother. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Elder Primo. Glory to God. Amen. Bless you, my brother. Amen. The Prince of Preachers this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To his First Lady and Queen. I honor her as well this morning. Amen. And to all the fellowship that may be online this morning, I shout you out this morning. Praise God. Amen. How many know that God is faithful?
Amen.
Amen. Even when people are not faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you got to know who called you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because what he got, he will provide. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One door closed. You got to be ready and recognize if one door closed, it's because God got another door he want to open for you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So we lift God up this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God another shout of glory.
Somebody give God a
hallelujah.
Another praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord has spoke some in my spirit this morning. And he was saying to encourage everyone this morning that did not fall for the trick of the enemy. This year has been a trying year. Can anybody say amen to that? This year has been a trying year.
Amen.
Amen. And this year has been a year that you had to fight to get through it. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if anybody can hear me this morning. It's been a year that if you, thank you, Lord, we need to praise God that we still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, shout to the world. I felt that all in my... We need to give God a shout just for still being here, because it's his grace and mercy that we still here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe, child of God, speaking by the oracles of the Holy Spirit, that our testimony, amen, and our stand against the enemy is going to be the fact that we still here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, because Paul said in Ephesians 6, and having done all to stand, stand. Come on here, somebody. It's a blessing to be able to stand in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Everybody can't stand in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if you're still standing, that's saying something to the fortitude of the God and the word of God that's in you. Come on here, somebody. And that's in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're able to stand. I'm still standing. Tell somebody, I'm still standing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm still standing. Woo, through it all. Amen. I believe one of the songwriters said, through it all.
Uh-huh.
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Hallelujah.
Wow, yes.
I've learned to stand up on his word. Oh, somebody need to give God a shout right there. Hallelujah. I've learned to stand, beloved. How are you able to smile and you see all this that's going on? How are you able to have peace and you see all the hell that's going on right now? You know, people are losing their mind everywhere. Come on here, somebody. But see, how do you have a peace of mind right now? How are you able, glory to God, not to lose yourself behind everything that's going on? Why? Because standing on the solid rock. Come on, this way. You got to know where you stand in this hour, glory to God. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is saying in this hour that those of us who were not tricked by the test, see, everything that happened because God allowed it to happen, because God has a plan and a purpose. How many know that behind everything that God do, he has a plan and a purpose? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, I got some good news, and I got some good news that might not be good news for those who did not comply with the good news at the beginning. Let me just say it like that. Because, you know, everybody said, well, I got good news, I got bad news. Well, you know, the bad news depends on where you are with the good news. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me just go ahead and say what the Lord gave me this morning. Oof. Oh, it was awesome. God said, son, tell all your classmates that's with you that they passed the test.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey! He said, tell them that they pass the test. I said, okay, Lord. He said, here's how you pass the test. Those of you who did not get vaccinated, you pass the test.
Oh, glory to God.
He said, you passed it because it was a test of who was hearing my voice.
Amen.
He said what? My sheep hear my voice. One translation said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a what? Stranger.
They will not follow.
They will not follow. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then he went into detail. He said, you know, that now it's coming down to the place of the clean and the unclean. I said, ooh. Now, at this time when the Lord talked to me, I ain't saying nothing, I'm just listening. He said, I've separated. Hear me now. I've separated the clean from the unclean through the vaccine.
Y'all.
Mm.
Amen.
And the Lord said, because those who allowed themselves to be tricked now have a virus inside of them. How many know that a virus can mess you up?
Amen.
Let me put it in scientific terms. Okay. When a computer catch a virus, how long do it take that virus to spread to another computer?
Not long.
Not long. They
how about
the same network?
Oh, because once one computer get it, it spreads. Where? To all the rest of the computers. And so all it takes is one. But if you put it in humanistic terms, when they put it in one, they said, no, one ain't good enough. We got to get everybody infested with the virus. Mm. I don't know about you, beloved. I might not be a rocket scientist. I might not be an Einstein. But you can't tell me that if I allow you to put a virus in me, that that's going to protect me from a virus. I got enough sense to know if you put a virus in me, now I am what? Infested.
Contaminated, yes.
With the virus. And that's going to weaken my body. Come on here, somebody. But the Lord said it was more than just a virus that they put inside of the people's body. Come on here, somebody. But God said we're approaching the end of 22. And he said, you passed the test. Now you graduated to the next level.
Amen.
You know, it's just like in school. When you get in the classroom, everybody has the same intent in the beginning. Because we all want to do what? Pass the grade, pass the test to go to the next grade. But notice at the end of the year, everybody don't make it.
Right.
All of us, you can hear what the... And you know, at the end of the year, amen, you look around and when you have passed, you just happy, you smiling. But everybody not smiling like you. Come on here, somebody. This is when the break-off begins. Because if they didn't pass the test, that means they can't go where you going.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, please catch me in the Holy Ghost, y'all. God said the reason why many had to break off from us in this year, because they didn't pass the test. Oh, I don't know who this is for. But see, God is saying that when you don't pass the test, then, you know, then you get left what? Behind. Come on. Ayaba. Dorobo kondaraba. But God said, in this hour, give me praise, because you finna graduate to the next level.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that when you graduate to the next level, everybody that didn't pass with you ain't happy? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you can't go back to get them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh, I wish somebody have a praise fit right. God is saying the reason why the cuss the folk off that you didn't understand because they didn't pass the test. And God said the cold thing about it is that they took the same test as you, but they didn't pass. Oh, I wish somebody would get happy. They took the same test as you, but they didn't pass. Somebody need to give God a praise right in there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God this morning. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, is that good news for somebody this morning?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I salute you for passing your test.
I salute you for passing your test.
Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor, let me tell you something. 2023, amen, I don't care how much hell and degradation is going on, amen, God is saying get ready because I'm finna bless you like never before. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has for those that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his what? Spirit. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You know what this sounds crazy, beloved, but I see us dancing in the spirit. I see us partying like it's 1999. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready to turn our neighbor, and I don't care what nobody got to say, because you don't know the hell I've been through. You don't know the price I done paid. You don't know how people walked out on me. You don't know how they was cursing me. You don't know how they was wishing that I would die, but I'm still here. Somebody to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when I turn up, neighbor, don't you worry about me, because God got me. Come on here, somebody. The Bible said David danced out of his clothes. Come on here, somebody. But see, David was dancing because didn't nobody know what David knew. Glory to God. David knew how people had done him, and he knew the hell he had been through. So it didn't matter what nobody thought, because he remembered how God kept him. Glory to God. He remembered how God's hand was on him when Saul tried to kill him. He remembered, glory to God, even his own son. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise, beloved. Glory to God. Because don't nobody know but you and God. Amen. What you had to go through to get to this point. Take your graduation cap off and throw it in the air, beloved, and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you something, beloved. God just threw that in there for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But let me tell you something. I know, beloved, that it's, you know, Christmas Eve to those who celebrate the holiday. Amen. But I want to keep us encouraged, beloved. Let us not fall for these pagan holidays. of how the enemy keep us off focus. Come on here, somebody. The real day is centered around love. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And love is not just shown one day. Love is shown what? Every day. And it's not about the gift, even though it is about the gift. But there is a gift greater than a natural gift. And that is the gift of God. Come on here, somebody. That gift keep on giving, 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 giving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to tell somebody this morning, you might not have $1 million. Amen. You might not even have $100. Amen. To give somebody. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, we have a gift. They keep on giving.
Hallelujah.
And that gift is Jesus. That gift is Yahshua HaMashiach. For God gave his son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. What better gift to have than him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, out of all the gifts you got under your tree, make sure you have him as the ultimate gift. Because without him, all the other gifts don't mean nothing. Come on here, somebody. He is the one that makes every gift valuable. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
That's the gift that saves us and that's saving us right now. Come on, amen. We pass the test because of him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
The Bible says He that has the Son, what? Has life. Come on here, somebody. He that has the Son has what? Life.
Yes.
Somebody need to praise him for the gift they keep on giving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quickly to say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I thank God for the real gift.
I thank God for the real gift.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why we so happy on this side, y'all, because we got the real gift. And for those that don't have the real gift, you have an opportunity this morning to get the real gift. The gift that keep on giving. Come on here, somebody. And everything you need is in this gift. I don't care what you need. Once you get him in your heart, you ain't got to worry no more.
Amen.
He going to give you what you need. He going to, can I get a witness this morning? He going to give you what you need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He going to get there's nothing that you lack that he don't have that can suffice you. Can I get a witness this morning? He has met all of our needs this morning. Glory to God. That's why we won't go nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Where am I going to go that can give me everything I need? Come on here, somebody. That can be whatever I need him to be. Whenever I need him to be it, where can I go to get this kind of satisfaction? Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
We would be a fool to leave. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where we gonna go? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You remember in the old slave movies, you know, the slave trying to get the other slave to run away. Now I'm reversing that. Come on here, somebody. you know, saying, oh, we need to leave this house. What? You mean to leave the house where God is to go? Where we going to go? We going to be free. Free where? We got all the freedom we need here. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, this when you have to use it in the right content. Come on here, somebody. Like the prodigal son, he left just to find out that what he was trying to explore was not what he thought it was. And he became broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. He got out there with the pigs and the hogs and was about to eat slop until he came to himself who he was and said, I am a prince. Amen. My father is a king. Amen. The father, the king, never gave up on his son. Come on here, somebody. See, God don't give up on us as long as he know that we have enough sense. Come on here, somebody, to recognize where home is. How many of you know that the reason why God didn't give up on us is because he knew that we had enough sense to recognize where home is? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. And then when he came to himself, he said, my servant. He realized he had servants. He said, the servant is eating better than me. Come on here, somebody. They're not even blood related, but they eating better. And I'm a son. And I'm out here eating slop.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to see what was out here in the world. I want to see what I was missing. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that you can end up eating slop? Amen. For not appreciating what you got at home. Come on here. Oh, look.
Amen.
The thing is, beloved, God doesn't want you to eat no slop. God is saying, get out the hog pen. I got a home for you. Your home is over here. And God is saying it ain't too late to come back home. If that's you, beloved, God is speaking to you this morning. It ain't too late to come back home. You ain't missing nothing in the world. They still doing the same thing. They still talking the same talk. Amen. Still drinking the same drink. Amen. Where you left, come on here, somebody. Ain't nothing changed. Amen. They still trying to pull you down. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, recognize where home is. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a shout of praise. We're going to get to this text right quick. And then I'm going to release you. Glory to God. Come with me to Mark 7 and 13. Mark 7 and 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the living God, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, speak to our hearts and our minds this morning. We thank you that our eyes are open, our ears are open. Hallelujah. Our heart is open to hear your voice this morning, God. We rebuke every devil and demon. We rebuke the enemy right now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach prevails against you this morning. You have no part nor lot in this matter. This is kingdom business. So get away from here now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you for truth. Unadulterated truth, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So, Father, we need your word in order to live. So we thank you right now, God, for the next level. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for giving us what we need. Thank you for the daily bread. And we bless your name. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for every brother, for every sister that's listening right now, God, hallelujah, that needs a word from you. We give you the praise. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 13. And the word of the living God reads. He says, making the word of God of none effect. Through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many much like things do ye. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So he's talking to the Pharisees. But he's letting them know that their traditions have made his word of none effect. Don't you know, beloved, we need to lay down all traditions. Because traditions put us in a rut. See, it's the traditions that cause us not to be able to progress into the new thing that God has for us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know, beloved, that tradition is not good for us to keep if God is saying get rid of them? Come on here, somebody. Well, you know, Lord, my grandmama and my mama, amen, we've been doing this for years. God is saying, yeah, but if you've been doing it for years, don't make it right. Oh, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you know that God is trying to deliver us from holidays?
Amen.
That's a tradition. Am I right about it? When I was in prayer, let me share something, beloved. This is going to bless y'all soul. God was saying, he said, the reason why I delivered you from holidays is because that's how the world system recognizes that you're still programmed through your celebration of the holidays. What? He said, that's how they know that you still program. Well, you still go along with the program. I pray this sets the people free. Listen.
Amen.
We need to stop lying to ourselves and stop lying to our children about Christmas.
Come on.
I just hear a little saying, teacher, pastor. Listen, ain't no red fat man going to come through your chimney and deliver you no present. He ain't on no reindeers. All of this is lies.
Amen.
And we need to stop lying to our kids. Ain't no Santa Claus. I'm your Santa and the Claus. You looking at us. Let me tell you, they done traditionize us so much, and we don't even realize we up under a spell, y'all. That's why we go spend money we ain't got, and then the next day we sad looking crazy because we broke, and we trying to wonder, what happened? They got you up under the spell. People are nice one day, and then they, the devil right after. That's the spell. We trying to wonder what happened. You were just nice on Christmas. You mean you turned into Scrooge right after? There was some spell, y'all. The tradition. It wasn't real. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
None of this is Santa Claus. Is actually Satan Claus. Why are there claws in it? We never thought about that, huh? Why is there a clause? See, whenever there's a clause in something, that means there's a stipulation. See, we need to look at this thing a little deeper, y'all. Why is he in the North Pole? Isaiah 14 talk about how the enemy set his camp up in the north. The north is where all the riches are. The north is where they being held by the enemy. The elves represent demons. And why is his coat in red? Don't you know red is the color of negative energy? How can you be good if your suit is red? And why in your red suit that you have on a black belt? See, we're not paying attention, beloved. And then they have the audacity to put Yahshua's birthday on this day. Let me help y'all, beloved. Let there be no more lies at the dinner table. He was not born on the 25th.
Amen.
That has nothing to do with his birth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what the 25th do have to do with is the sun's equinox. It has to do with the sun. And the sun extending, giving longer days. That's what it has to do. It has to do with the S-U-N. And they took the S-U-N and made it into the S-O-N. And the two don't mix. Come on here, somebody. Because according, when you research it, Yahshua was born in the summer.
Amen.
Not in the winter. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But if you look at it, too, though, this thing uncovers a lot, because how was it that he was able to hide in Egypt from Herod if he was white? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because there ain't no whites in Egypt. Everybody was our complexion. They were dark skinned.
Amen.
And different shades of black. Come on here, somebody. So how was they able to hide out and Herod not recognize or find him, because everybody looked the same? Somebody can stick a praise in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when you research truth, that's why the Word of God says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the reason why we haven't been free, I hear God saying, it's because of the tradition of men. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the sad thing, beloved, if we look at it, glory to God, it's time just to get free, y'all. All of the holidays came through the Roman Catholic Church. That is who controls what we call denomination. Denomination. I just want you to pay attention to words. In denomination is demon. Y'all. Mm. So it's actually demon nation. So when we ask somebody what demon nation are you from? Religion. 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 Legion is in religion. So what did the demon say his name was when Yahshua said, what is your name? What did he say his name was?
We are men.
Ho! But we are what?
Many.
What is religion?
Many.
Many demons, hallelujah, that's been put together to form an allegiance. And all of the denominations came about because there was a division concerning the doctrine, concerning the word. So each one took a word out of the word and tried to make it into a national belief. That's how we got the Church of God in Christ. That's how we got the Baptist. That's how we got the Apostolic. That's how we got all of these different religions, because everybody trying to make one something, you know, into a national. And so, you know, we got to understand something. God is saying it's time for us to do what? Come together. Come on here, somebody. It's time to know the truth. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And, beloved, I want to encourage you this morning. The first thing I want us to break away from is the holiday, because that's how we're going to get free. And then God going to really begin to talk to us and give us revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
And so why is it that the church is boosting the holidays more than anybody? And trying to make it into a God thing. You can't make a Satan thing into a God thing. Come on here, somebody. No man can do what? Serve two masters.
That's right.
So why are we recognizing that a holiday is of the devil? And why ain't more pastors teaching their congregation that this is not of God? Come on here, somebody. Because they've been commanded that they can't do that. Come on here, somebody. And they're looking at the money part. Come on here, somebody.
That's it.
But how many know that when we stand before God, God is going to hold us accountable for not telling the flock the truth? Why are you lying to the flock?
That's right.
And don't think that God going to hold us accountable for lying to the flock. But they ain't the only thing that we lying to the flock about. We lying to the flock about a lot of stuff. And God said he about to bring it to the forefront. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
No more lies at the dinner table. Come on here, somebody. Glory
Come
to
on.
God. So we thank you, God, this morning. No more lies. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I want to encourage everybody this morning, amen, keep your eye on the prize, keep your eye on the Lord, amen, stay free, because who the Son set free is what? Free indeed. Amen. Glory to God. The greatest gift is Yahshua himself. Amen. Out of all the gifts, make sure you got him as the center of your gift, because that is the gift that is going to get us from here to heaven. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In his great awesome name this morning. Hallelujah. Man, I just want to praise the Lord this morning and say, amen, be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Once God sets you free, amen, stay free, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah, glory to God. We just think Halloween is the only demonic holiday. All of them are demonic. Come on here, somebody. All of them are satanic, and they have a purpose. Come on here, somebody. The purpose is to get you deeper involved in witchcraft and divination. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because the more we celebrate it, the more it sucks us in more and more. And we're wondering why the word is not able to work for us the way we want it to. Because we have not let go of what? Traditions. Come on here, somebody. So I want you to encourage somebody and say, stay free, neighbor. Stay free.
Stay free, neighbor. Stay free.
So that the word of God can work for you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. While the Spirit of God is moving, amen, I want to call Elder in right now.
Amen.
Amen. And get some of this. Come on in, man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says,
yes,
amen,
Lord,
that the truth will make you free. Glory,
yes,
to God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
We're not just talking about spiritually, but we're talking about debt free. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Some of y'all still paying off Christmas debts. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
From 2 years ago. Amen. God not just trying to free you mentally, he's trying to free you financially also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
you wonder,
Lord,
why your children don't trust you. See, to you, it's a little thing. It's a little. We were just playing. Hallelujah. It was just fun for the kids. No, you lied to me. Glory to God. Let's be real. You lied to me. Hallelujah. And now you want me to believe you after you done lied to me all these years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is devastating to a child. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You,
for some reason, now my generation, I'm 45. I'm finna be 45. For some reason, amen, my parents, the people before me, they knew it wasn't no Santa Claus. Hallelujah. They were raised in poverty. They were raised in the ghetto. They were raised in segregation. They knew why the white man wasn't coming to give them nothing. Glory to God. But for some reason, they felt they needed to raise us believing in a Santa Claus, believing in an Easter Bunny, believing in a tooth fairy. Hallelujah. And I always say, I'm believing in Jesus. Lord have mercy. And as a child, we put all them together. And slowly you start telling us that they're real. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God, but then you want me to believe Jesus is real. That's why this generation is falling away, these holidays.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. We've been lying to our children. That's it ain't no other way to put it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Wow.
And it's like a cycle, because your mama lied to you, now you done lied to your child, and you convince yourself you just having fun. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's time for us to stop lying. If you want to stop lying to your kids, that's one that we'll start right there. Ain't no Santa Claus. That's why
I didn't understand.
That's why Michael saw his mama kissing Santa. Hallelujah, because that was that in a Santa Claus suit. Lord have mercy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. We need to let go. That's where we need to start right now. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
we celebrating something we don't even know what we celebrating. Hallelujah. People can tell you anything. I can invite you to my house and tell you we just having a party. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But once we get in the party, praise God. Hallelujah. I can tell you this is just one thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's more than just that one thing going on. Hallelujah. We want your money.
Hallelujah. We want your time. Hallelujah. We flooding the airwaves with Christmas music. Hallelujah. We flooding the airwaves with Christmas TV shows. Hallelujah. Charlie Brown Christmas, a white Christmas. Hallelujah. Amen. All these, It's a Wonderful Life. Praise God. That's all that's on TV now. Christmas movies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. And they want you to believe that the Christmas stands for Christ Mass. Hallelujah. But like the man of God say, it was just a trick. Hallelujah. They said we want to get everybody in the church. That's what the Romans said. We want to get everybody in here who was at Constantine. We want everybody in here so we don't blend these days together. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for the truth today. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The truth will make you free. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And it's going to save you some money on your light bill. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you ain't got to put up all those lights. Praise God. Hallelujah. I post on Facebook, who still like looking at life? Amen. I ain't gonna lie, when I was in the world, I liked to celebrate it, but the light bill came. I had to take all that stuff down. I had to find somewhere to put it. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Then all the bills started coming in from the credit card. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can free yourself spiritually. You can free yourself financially. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And
Amen.
You ain't got to have all the people over at your house. Oh, Lord. Did I say
Amen.
That? I didn't mean to say that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the
Amen.
Word today. We thank God. Hallelujah. That we can be free. Hallelujah. From these holidays. We ain't got to be like everybody
thank
else.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We ain't got to participate
Praise
in what they participate in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen on today. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God on today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you replenish him, the virtue that you have, that he has poured out unto your people on today. Lord, we thank you for your word on today, Lord, that these holidays are demonic, hallelujah, and we don't have to follow the traditions of men. And we ask, Lord, that you bless the anointing that you have on the man of God's life. Let it overflow, hallelujah, generation to generation, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you got going on in his life, Lord. And continue to elevate both mind, body, and soul, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing and everything that you are about to do in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So let's not go all do all this shopping and put ourselves in debt. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
praise God, because they want to use the three wise men. Hallelujah. And say that they brought Jesus gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, what are you doing for Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise God. But what are you doing for Jesus since they brought Jesus gifts? Hallelujah. That didn't say for us to go out and buy each other gifts. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we just praise God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for the word of God given on today. We thank God. Hallelujah for the bringing down of traditions of men. Hallelujah. Amen on today. Hallelujah. If you want to, amen, get in touch with the man of God, amen, or sue into the ministry of the man of God, you can get in touch with the man of God at 562-542-7794. Once again, that's 562-542-7794. Praise God on today. If you're watching the rebroadcast, amen, we will
Amen. Put the number on the bottom of the screen for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Feel free to call him. Give shoot him a text. Praise God. Find out more about the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to become a member, he would love to hear from you. Amen. So let's get in touch with the man of God if you want to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will be happy to hear from you on today. But once again, we thank God for the word of God on today. We thank God, hallelujah, for the Seventh-day message. Hallelujah. And it's true.
Amen.
A lot of people say it's on time, but this is truly on time. Tomorrow is Christmas. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow,
everybody going to sleep tonight saying he on the way. Hallelujah. And you can't see him when he comes. Hallelujah, amen. Leave some cookies out for him. He going to eat the cookies. All these lies.
Mm.
And we done went dramatic with them. Hallelujah. I'm guilty. Glory to God. I was dramatic with it. We baked cookies. I ate the cookies. Act like he ate the cookies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a liar. Lord, forgive me for my lying. Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
Amen. We think about the big things we lie about. Hallelujah. We've been lying. Lord, have mercy. We ain't going to get back in it. Hallelujah. But we've been some liars. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the way. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on today. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen, God. Amen. I want y'all to think about something. Man, God, amen. Have you ever thought about that song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
Amen.
And the Lord began to bring some things to light concerning that song. Amen. We always thought, well, you know, that the song was talking about a snow Christmas. That's not what the song is talking about. If you listen closely, the song is actually talking about a white Christmas. And the song, Summers, is actually talking about a Christmas with all white people. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Just like the one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we weren't even allowed to celebrate. Because we weren't even allowed to participate in Christmas. So why would we pick up a holiday that we were never allowed to be a part of?
Amen.
Because it's very racist if you look at it. But I just want to put that in there, out there for food for thought, that we really need to be paying attention to these messages that they've been putting out there. We just haven't been paying attention, but they've been putting it out there. Amen. The song, He Knows When You Are Sleeping, He Knows When You're Awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. See, that's
God coming to town.
Mm-hmm. He's coming to town. Satan Claus is coming to town. And he been watching, but it's actually about Big Brother watching. I've been watching you. I know if you've been good or bad. Yeah.
Amen.
Because I'm looking at everything you do. And so we got to be wise, beloved, and pay attention. Because remember, he's not like God. God is all-knowing. He's not all-knowing. His knowing is through technology. Come on here, somebody. That's why he mad, because he ain't God. He can't be everywhere at the same time, and he don't know everything. And he's not all-powerful. Come on here, somebody. Like our God.
Amen.
But, beloved, I just want to let you know, amen, keep Yahshua as the reason for the season. And he's not that just one day, but he's that 365 days of the year. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for your word this morning, God. Thank you for setting us free. Father, thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our heart now do understand. We give you the glory, you the praise, for there is none like you. We thank you for setting us free from tradition. We thank you that your word works in us to the fullest degree. We give you the praise, the glory, that there is nothing blocking your word. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah for who you are. We bless your holy name. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters, God, who passed the test, who are not just free, but free indeed. We give you, God, all the glory. We thank you, God, because without you, we wouldn't have been able to pass it, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have no virus in us. And we thank you, Lord, that we are healthy, wealthy, and wise. We give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. And, Lord, thank you for allowing us to see another year. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through 2022. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for us in 2023. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, God. Hallelujah. And the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God. The next time we talk, we'll be in 2023, y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You get a praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm now turning back to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre, amen. Bless you, my brother. It's back in your hands.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you, my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God that we passed the test. Hallelujah. We thank God we pray for these holidays. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for God. Hallelujah, continuously being in our lives. Amen. We have made it day to day to day to another year, like the man of God just said. And we just give him the glory on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We will, amen, be online Monday night. Hamitic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship night. Make sure y'all call and tune in. Hallelujah. Next week. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we just give God the glory and the praise. And on behalf of the Apostle, hallelujah, and the First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just keep with God can manifest in your life on today. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time. And y'all have a blessed day, and y'all go with God. Glory to God.
It's moving. and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the
atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the
atmosphere. For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violence trembling. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, get me ready for that.
Great day.
My God, get me Temptations on it.